Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems learning this evening has been generously sponsored by our dear friend Jonathan Spear in commemoration of the artside of his beloved mother, Toby Spear, Tovalea Bas Aaron, and his beloved grandmother, Razi Spear, Razel Spear. Their neshamos, their soul should have, and Aliyah, thank you for your generosity and thank you for your sponsorship. Chazal tell us, the rabbis teach us, that Shloshim Yom Lifnei Achag, 30 days before the festival, it's appropriate and fitting, timely for us to focus our attention on the journey ahead, readying ourselves for the Yom Tov of our Geula, of our salvation, Yom Tov of Pesach. And so we do so tonight, beginning in Siman Tov Lamed Beis, in Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishneh Berurah, in Hilchos Pesach, where the Mechaber tells us, Kodem Sheyaschol Livdak, before a person will engage in the activity of Bedikas Chametz, the first activity that really inaugurates the Yom Tov, getting ready on the eve of, so before a person is maschal begins the bedika of the bedikas chametz, yivarech asher kedishanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu, etc., al biur chametz, on the burning of the chametz. Now the Mishneh Berurah points out what we all know with regards to all brachos, which is, why is it kodem sheyaschil? Makes sense? We know that already. So we understand, de'af agav de'enu, even though this is a system that we know very well, bracha over lasiyasam. We have a concept that we make the bracha before the action. It permits the action, induces the action. So therefore, it's not that the operations are reversed. Make the bracha, and then you do the deed. So this is no different. Why the Mechaber chooses to teach us this here, that's for another time. But suffice it to say, we make the bracha al bir chametz, and famously we know that this is a very interesting nusach bracha. And the Mishneh Berurah, his commentary explains, the afal gav, that even though she'enoi mevar ad lamocha, even though the bracha is on bir chametz, and the bir, the burning of the chametz, doesn't happen until the next day, so mikomokum kevin, the bedika zo tzarech bir, since we know that the bedika, the searching, is al yidei techatimsa, it is a preliminary to what will then be the bir, it needs the bir, will ultimately culminate with the burning of the chametz, it's ke'ena bir, it's like its bir. That's Aleph, number one. And so therefore, we make the bracha bir chametz. Second, v'ein mevarchen al bedikas chametz. Why don't we make a bracha on bedikas chametz? The aim is seif mitzvasa, because that's not the end of the mitzvah. That's the aschal of the mitzvah. But that's not the end of the mitzvah. V'gam, so therefore v'gam, ein mevarchen al bitur chametz. Why don't we make a bracha on bitul chametz? We know that we're also going to have, say the words, kol chamira. So we don't do bedikas chametz because it's the aschal, it's not the soif. And why do we not then make the bracha on bitul chametz? Says the Mishneh Berurah, kevin de ikir habitul toli balev. You know why? Because what's essential is that you know what you feel in your heart. The bitul is not what you say; it's what you feel. It's what you, your havana, your kavana. It's our understanding of what it is. It's bitul balev. Ve'ein mivarchin al dvarim shebalev. We do not make a bracha on those things that are dvarim shebalev. We have to make sure that it's very clear. And so therefore, since it's something that's the ikar is in the heart, so therefore you don't make such a bracha, says the Mishneh Berurah. And finally, the Ramah says, "Imhischil livdaik v'lo bracha." Let's just say a person made a mistake, they began the bedikas chametz, and they didn't make a bracha. So yivarech kozman shelosiyim bedikas, that all the while that you're still engaged in the bedika, as long as you're still involved in that activity, so you still have the opportunity to make a bracha. Fine, because that's considered that there's an element of overlasiyasan. You've missed the first part of the Bedikas Chametz, but there's other parts, the middle, latter parts of the Bedikas Chametz, so therefore you're making a bracha on those parts. That's what the Ramah says. But listen to this. What happens if you finish the Bedikas Chametz? That means you've lost the bracha. Finally, we learn tonight, says the Mishneh Berurah, v'im kvar siyam ha-bedika. So if a person finishes the Bedika, so what does he do? See, paskins la'alocha lo yivarech achshav. He does not make the bracha now. He doesn't. Ela yivarech lamocha b'shas iserefa. The serefa sachametz is a takonis chachamim. Something, of course, we do. It's the seif dover. It's the fulfillment, the culmination, the completion of this mitzvah. And so, therefore, you don't do it now because, after all, you missed the bedikas chametz. You don't have everlas yosim. You're not going to do any maisa mitzvah. You're not going to do any action. So, therefore, you do not do it. But, of course, you would make the bracha the next day because the next day participates in the activity such as we know. It's the Srefa, it is the burning. It feels nice to start the halachas of Pesach, and we begin our journey learning the Dinam, and Mirtz Hashem will continue in these days, weeks, and in this month ahead. Rabbi Hanani ben Akash, Shematz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Zakos